It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Childhood literacy is a major issue in Wisconsin. Most recent test scores show only about half of Wisconsin public school third graders could read at grade level.
And those numbers are even more stark for students from the Oneida Nation. In 2022, only 5% of Native third graders in Brown County were reading at level.
So the tribe decided to take action. The result is Oneida Reads, an initiative that aims to get all Oneida third graders up to reading level. It's a big goal with a lot of community backing.
Ann McCotter is project and change lead for Oneida Reads. Jennifer Webster serves on the Tribal Council for Oneida Nation. And Mark Paulus is CEO of Nation Services for Oneida Nation, and I spoke with them last week. Jennifer, years ago, you saw information on poor reading scores, and it really caused you to pause. What jumped out to you that then ultimately led to the Oneida Reads program?
Well, this term, when I came on council, we were doing part of our transition. We stopped at the higher education office. And at that time, it was Jackie Smith who explained what their department does, what they do for the community. And then she also went into some data about our reading proficiency for our Native kids. And at that point, I realized, you know, we're a multi-million dollar half government, half community, half corporation. There's got to be something more we can do for our community. To find out that 95% of our children were struggling, it hurt. And I thought, there's got to be something. And then I ran into Ann McCotter 2 weeks later, and she said, you know what, there is something we can do. We're going to put together a program. And, you know, Jenny, we're looking for a community champion. Would you do that? And I was all in, just knowing that something needs to be done.
Something needs to be done. Mark, what makes that third grade reading proficiency such a significant benchmark?
Well, as we've reviewed, up until third grade, students are learning how to read. And then after third grade, students are reading to learn. So with education, of course, there's required reading no matter what your education track. So it's vitally important that our students are on track with their reading, so that once they are reading to learn, that they are academically prepared for success.
And I want to go back to that 5% of Native students were not at the third grade reading level. Was this crisis deeper than pandemic-related reading setbacks?
It was, actually. That data was from the 21-22 school year, so it was post-pandemic. But the data that we've looked at also shows this has been going on. And it's not unique to Oneida kids. It is a problem in our local area in general, a problem in the state of Wisconsin and in the country. But we looked at the Native student data in that 21-22 school year, and the demographics for Oneida or Native kids was the lowest. And so that meant we had an even stronger call to action. So yes, the pandemic did impact third grade reading, but it was a problem before the pandemic.
And fast forward then to the Oneida Reads program. Can you give us a classroom example of how this program is helping to fill gaps in literacy?
Sure. It really does come down to lots of different actions. So there's lots of ways Oneida Reads is touching early literacy. One example I can provide is through the Oneida Youth Enrichment Services Program. And those are teachers that are embedded within our partner school districts. And we have 4 public school districts we work with that the Oneida Youth Enrichment Services Program works with. And one example would be in an elementary school where we have a full-time teacher through the YES program who's working in a school district and helping the Native kids in that school, kindergarten through third grade, on a daily basis, Monday through Friday, the whole school day, full-time teacher, doing reading interventions using something called structured literacy or the science of reading. And they do that because they got some training, professional development through Oneida Reads in partnership with CESA 7. Our facilitator, Sarkis Wentland, uses what's called Lexia Letters, and we had 8 staff members course, who went through and got that certification last year. So having that right skill set is really important when working with kids who are just learning to read.
And Mark, you know, these interventions during the school day, so important. But what does this program do for perhaps after school literacy or the partnerships with family members?
So we do have a number of programs within the Oneida Nation that are youth serving. One of those departments is our recreation department. The recreation department provides services and programming that our students, or many of our students, attend after school. And one of those programs is tutoring and academic support. So through the various departments of the Oneida Nation, we're providing support wherever our students are visiting or participating in programming.
And how important is having that peer-to-peer tutoring available to students?
Yeah, we do tutoring in several ways, but the research has really shown that high-intensive tutoring is what really makes a difference, high impact. So that just means the length of time and how frequent it is during the week, how often students are getting tutoring. And so we look for lots of ways to provide those opportunities, and it's during the school day in many ways. It's also before school, after school, and in the summer. We also have, through Oneida Reads, been advocating for a program called the Wisconsin Reading Corps, and they've been able to bring that tutoring support, which is high dosage tutoring, to four schools that we work with specifically. And some of those schools are within the Green Bay Area Public School District, and one of the schools is in the Seymour Community School District. So tutoring happens in lots of different ways, but it's really important that we make sure kids get enough of that tutoring, and that it typically is a small group, maybe one to two kids, sometimes just one-on-one.
So that's the high dosage piece of it?
Correct. Yeah. It's about, you know, is it 20 to 30 minutes in a chunk, and three times a week is the best situation.
Jennifer, as Oneida Reads has been unfolding and ramping up with these programs, what has been the response like from community partners?
We are so blessed to have so many community partners, you know, from our teachers to our tutors and our recreation center, parents. You know, parents are our partners as well. You know, just we had our second annual summit last week, and we heard from one of the parents who had their child in one of the tutoring programs over the summer. And she said her daughter's reading everything, and her daughter is so happy. You know, we're going to town, she's reading the signs on the way to town, and just really have blossomed with her reading. And that's so good to hear. It's so good to hear that the parents are making time to read to their children, because that makes all the difference.
In terms of the science of reading, in late 2023, Governor Evers signed Act 20 to improve and to change literacy instruction across Wisconsin. And I'm wondering, how does this factor into Oneida Reads, or is this making an impact?
Definitely Act 20 is a big part of what Oneida Reads is doing. So Act 20 brought structured literacy, or the science of reading, into the public schools, truly as a mandate. And it really is making a difference. And we do believe that Oneida kids are going to be much more likely to learn to read by third grade if they're given that structured literacy instruction. So we partner with our school district partners to really advocate and encourage and help adopt everything that is part of Act 20. So really, it's helping us to make sure that as we partner with those school districts, we bring it up in terms of what Act 20 is about. It's about science of reading, structured literacy. It's about doing those assessments and understanding where kids are at, knowing that if they're in the bottom 25th percentile on the Ames Web assessment, that they then get a personal reading plan, helping parents to understand what that's about and how they can advocate at the school for their child. But in general, Act 20 has been a really good thing for Oneida Reads, and to ensure that more Oneida kids will become proficient readers by third grade.
We're talking about Oneida Reads, this tribal literacy initiative to help Oneida Nation students read at grade level by third grade. And we're joined there by Ann McCotter, project lead for Oneida Reads. Jennifer Webster is here, who serves on the Tribal Council for Oneida Nation, and Mark Paulus, CEO of Nation Services for Oneida Nation. Mark, how are you assessing the effectiveness of this initiative, and where do you look for the data, and how will you track it?
So the primary source for data is the Forward exam, which was mentioned. So we're continuing to monitor data as it comes forward through the Forward exam on an annual basis. We're also working through relationships with the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction and our local school districts to gather as much information and data as we possibly can. The more data that we have, the better it'll help us to choose programming and set our direction so that we are achieving positive results with our students.
And you recently wrapped up the summit on reading. What were some key takeaways from gathering together to discuss Oneida Reads?
Really just a lot of gratitude for all the work that is going on. I think many of our participants left really impressed by how much effort has gone into Oneida Reads in our first year and how much is really just taking off now. So a lot of appreciation for the support of the collective impact partners that are involved with Oneida Reads. A lot of appreciation for just the amount of work that's going on. So people that really appreciate and want to be part of the change. So I would say that was the biggest takeaway, is people appreciating the work and wanting to be part of it.
If other tribal communities, other public school districts want to start their own program, I wonder what are some of the broader applicable lessons from a project like Oneida Reads? And Jennifer, you first.
I think, you know, having come out of COVID, you know, so many communities are struggling with just the effects of COVID. And then, you know, students struggling as well. So I think, you know, working with our partners, kind of putting together this model of what we've done, you know, communities don't have to start from scratch. You know, certainly the schools are working and you know, bringing forth as much as they can as far as reading. But just being able to be a part of this, part of this movement, and with that Act 20, kind of bringing everything to the forefront again, and sharing that awareness of how important reading is to you children.
I think about this movement in terms of you being a mother, being a grandmother of Oneida Nation children, and wanting this literacy focus, not just for the children of today, but for future generations. Jennifer, do you think about that?
Yes. You know, when I was a young mom, when my children were young, you know, we're having supper in the car on the way to soccer, on the way to bowling, you know, reading just wasn't in the mix. Reading was right before bedtime. That 5 minutes before bedtime, that's where we spent our reading. And, you know, I kind of relied on the school system to take care of those educational needs for my child, not realizing how important that, how much that I have to be a part of that education as well. And then now that I'm a grandma, I've got a little bit more time, you know, to spend that time reading with the grandchildren. But just knowing that we need to push more time with parents and their reading as well.
Yes. Mark, what would your thoughts be if other communities want to start their own initiative?
Well, I think it starts with the data and understanding the data from as many perspectives as they can gather data. Number two is building awareness, both internally within their various departments and with those that they may be collaborating with, and then also building awareness with the community. And then finally, family engagement. So much of this revolves around the parents and the ability of the parents not only to be involved in reading with their children, but also being aware of the supportive services that exist in the community, because, of course, the children, they're reliant on their parents for transportation and awareness. So really getting the parents on board is critical as well.
And Anne, you recently celebrated 1 year of Oneida Reads. I wonder, are there any lessons learned, or what are you looking ahead to in year two as the school year moves forward?
For sure. I think one of the biggest things that I would serve up as a tip to other communities would be to connect with an organization that we connected with, the Campaign for Grade Level Reading. They're a national organization. There's 350 communities that are all working to drive third grade reading like we are. So that really was helpful for us. And we officially became a partner community with the Campaign for Grade Level Reading in June. So that has been helpful. They guide us. They're the backbone organization that we work with. And in terms of what's next for Oneida Reads, we're not slowing down. We have a lot going on and we're ramping up still. More opportunities for kids to get that high dosage tutoring, more professional development for teachers and support staff, better partnership with our school district partners, for instance, with Green Bay Area Public School District. We have their Title VI team, which are the individuals working directly with Native students on reading. They're joining our Oneida Reads cohort at CESA 7 doing training in that Lexia Letters. So they're going to get a year of professional development in structured literacy along with our Oneida teammates. And just more partnership, I think, is a big part of what's coming next. And then the other big part of our focus going forward is more family engagement work to be able to make sure that families are part of the solution, that they understand their role in helping their kids become proficient readers by third grade.
I want a little more here on how Green Bay teachers are responding to this project. What have you heard?
Well, the good news is we had about 20 individuals from the Green Bay Area Public School District who were at our summit, all the way up to the assistant superintendent, David Johns. So that shows support. Out of 175 attendees at the summit, about 20 of them were from the Green Bay Area Public School District. We also have an action team that meets with the Green Bay Area Public School District quarterly. And we talk about the work of Oneida Reads and how we can partner together better. We've got great partnership from their early literacy team, the director and assistant director, down to the school building level. Matt Melkor is the principal at King Elementary. He presented at the summit based on the work they're doing with Wisconsin Reading Corps. So we have a really unique partnership with Green Bay Area Public, and that's something we work towards, and it's taken years to develop. But I'm glad to say they're a huge support in terms of all the things of Oneida Reads.
Well, Anne, Jennifer, and Mark, thank you so much for sharing about this program. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks for having us.
That is Anne McCotter, Project and Change Lead for Oneida Reads, Jennifer Webster, who serves on the Tribal Council for Oneida Nation, and Mark Paulus, CEO of Nation Services for Oneida Nation. We've been learning about Oneida Reads, a local literacy initiative that aims to bridge the reading gap for Oneida students. We found out about this project on my recent visit to Green Bay, where I met up with listeners like you at a coffee shop to hear some of the stories that are part of the fabric of the community, including Anne and her work with Oneida Reads.
We would love to hear your stories of local community impact and projects. Email us at wisconsintoday@wpr.org or look out for another Wisconsin Today event in your part of the state. Tell us, where should we go next? Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org.